Chapter 1. Summary. 5 miles behind the front lines between Longemark and Beeksishuta, Paul Boimer's company is at rest. They have had very little sleep for the 14 days since they relieved the front line, and 70 of their 150 men are dead at the hands of Russian gunfire. The cook, Ginger, has fixed rations for the 150 and, after arguing with the lieutenant, grudgingly consents to give all the food to the 80 soldiers left, including double rations of smokes. As the narrator remarks, today is wonderfully good. The narrator is Paul Boimer, a 19-year-old boy who is already battle-hardened in this first chapter. As they rest, Paul describes the group of German schoolboys who enlisted with him at the prodding of their schoolmaster, Kantorik. One by one, he introduces the doomed group as Albert Krupp, the clearest thinker, Mueller, who carried books and dreams of examinations, and Lehr, bearded and a frequenter of officers' brothels. These young men were in Paul's school class, and the novel follows their lives. Along with these comrades, Paul describes several others who will become part of his wartime company. Jadin, a 19-year-old locksmith, skinny but a big eater. Hai Vestus, 19, a peat digger with huge hands. And Dietering, a peace-loving peasant with his wife and farm always on his mind. In contrast to these youngsters is a 40-year-old veteran named Stanislaus Kaczynski, or Kot. He is shrewd, cunning, and hard-bitten, with a remarkable nose for dirty weather, good food, and soft jobs. A cobbler in civilian life, he is older than the boys and assumes the role of leader, and he seems to have a special bond of friendship with Paul. While the company is resting, they play cards, read letters and newspapers, and smoke. Realizing how lucky they are for this respite, they do not discuss the war. Instead, Paul reflects on their differences from the new recruits, using the common latrine as an example. He cites their own lack of embarrassment and hints of their war-driven knowledge of things far worse. Clearly, the main focus of soldiers is their stomachs and intestines. The mail catches up with the company, and there is a letter from Kantorik, their former schoolmaster, who encouraged them to join the war effort with his tales of glory. Bitterly, Paul speculates, there were thousands.